from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Trinidad's Prime Minister rejects outright opposition offer to form a government of national unity. Guyana's inquiry into Omar's spill questions its first high-level witness. And a Jamaican in Soweto meets Mandela. I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
We want no part of any government of national unity in the sense in which they understand it.
Trinidad and Tobago Prime Minister Patrick Manning rejecting an invitation from opposition leader Basdeo Pandey. Mr. Pandey, while on the campaign trail, invited Prime Minister Manning to be part of a national unity government following the November 6th general election.
We have said that win, lose, or draw, whatever, we shall be calling for a national front government. It has been said that a national front government is only relevant in the times of war. We believe we are at war.
But Prime Minister Manning, speaking last night in a UNC stronghold, brushed aside the Pandey offer.
When I hear, therefore, a government of national unity in the way they say, and I know what they mean by that. You pick up one here, you pick up one there, you pick up one there, you pay one if you have to pay one, so on. You do what has to be done. And you see, they will end up with a pickup sign with nobody having any commitment to anybody else.
Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister and leader of the ruling People's National Movement, Patrick Manning.